Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Not Your Poppy's podcast. I'm your host. We're your hosts for today, Carmen. What a narcissist.
No, you could do the whole episode by yourself. It's fine. I will literally just sit here and be your audience.
What a narcissist. Jesus. Hey guys, I'm Carmen and
Laura. I'm the audience.
and the audience. And today we bring you
Not Your Poppy's podcast is a place where booze and humor are used to bring you the real raw stories of women throughout history.
It's feminism with a hint of tequila.
No es cafecito con tu abuela.
It's tequila shots with your best friend.
My name is Carmen.
And I'm Laura. And welcome to another episode.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Not Your Poppy's podcast. My name is Carmen.
And I'm Laura. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to another episode, everyone. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm happy. It's almost the weekend. How about you?
I'm doing well. Guys, we just had to re-record everything because shit happens. So now it's like, oh, fuck, we had such a great conversation just a minute ago that you guys will never hear. but it was good shit. So
this is take three.
Take three. So we're back.
But you know, the good thing is we didn't get into the good juicy things. Like, you know, we're just like recording our like intros or, you know, like kind of updating everybody on our lives.
It's the banter that you guys didn't ask for and we just give it to you. So
And hey, everybody probably skips.
And everyone should skip. And I encourage everyone to skip through the banter because it's all unnecessary bullshit. So we did you guys a favor. So I guess thanks to technology.
Maybe our microphones are telling us something.
Like, yeah, they're like, enough with your fuckery. Let's move on.
You guys
on.
Need to fucking shut up.
We need to move on. We need to go on to the next stuff. So
yes. Are you excited about today's episode?
I am. I'm very excited. Couple of episodes ago, we talked about how I personally love a good horse story. And so we asked, and you guys did not fail to deliver. So this episode is a compilation of all of your horror stories.
Yes.
And so thanks everyone for sending them. We got a bunch through our email and our Instagram. So we are so excited.
Yes. One of the things I was honestly surprised about was how many submissions we actually got from guys.
Oh,
because
wow.
I did not expect, we're a feminist podcast. We literally talk shit about guys 24/7 in our private lives and about 24/7 on the podcast. So just getting that amount of submissions from guys, I was genuinely like, oh, okay, I guess. But you know what? Everyone loves to share their horror stories. Like everyone.
I'm so excited. Yeah, my stories are all brought to you by the guys. So
oh really? Yeah. Yours were guys too? Oh yeah. My god. Yeah, so yeah. Then we're gonna have a very fun so Carmen hasn't read any of the stories that were submitted.
I am so excited.
Via some of our socials. We did a doc and kind of every time each one of us would check it like something and we got a story, we would just like copy paste on the doc. So neither of us have read stories that the other person might have gotten. This is going to be definitely fun. I'm very excited.
Now, because we love you all and we want to protect your identity, all of these stories are, of course, anonymous. But if you ever want to sign up with something like cute, like whatever you want to call yourselves, please do. Like we'll share that as well. But super anonymous. We are all besties. We do not judge here. This is a no judgment zone. So should we get started?
I'm so down. I'm ready. Okay, but before we start,
what
I would like us to rate the stories on either funny, cringy, or horror. Like, oy, no.
or juicy. I feel like juicy needs to go in there. Like,
okay, juicy. I like it. So maybe like on a 1 to 5 scale, we could rate them on each one. Like juicy, cringe, horror. like scary, right? Like I weigh or, and juicy. So those okay. four things, right? So that way we can, hopefully we remember, because I'll say this and forget it the next sentence.
I'm so excited. All right. So this is the first story. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go for
it. Back in the day, me and my friend used to drive 2 hours to go to a city from small town from Albuquerque. We would go to a place in the old gay district. Bitch, there used to be a gay district.
Where was I?
This district, there was a cruise and they would call it the Fruit Loop. Bitch, we would drive around for hours. We would make eye contact with other guys and stop in the middle of the parking lot. We would say, hey, hello, your car or mine. We would then take off to a hidden place or an apartment and we'd fuck real quick.
Oh my God, that was definitely then, Fruit Loop.
Then head back to the meeting spot and get back on the Fruit Loop. Repeat the process in one night. Because of this, I've been with 5 guys in one day. Mind you, this would be every weekend, starting from Friday all the way through Sunday.
Oh my God. Dude, I'm sorry, but just imagine, like, that's 15 guys a weekend.
You know, like, wow, this one's juicy.
But yeah. And it's not through the suavecita. Like, it's through the other one that, you know, hurts more.
It's suavecito. I guess after a while, it becomes
like it's suavecito. Okay. All right. Okay. On the funny scale, you know what? 1 to 5. Okay. Let's rate it. What do you think? Funny, cringe, scary, or juicy?
This is real juicy to me.
This is like my mind right now is.
It's like a whole nother world. The gays have a whole nother world and I love it.
I'm just saying, okay, as women, we get judged so much. We're like, she had a kid. Her vagina's probably loose, right? And I'm like, there. And then there's the Fruit Loop.
Maybe we shouldn't rate these stories because, you know, our listeners are sick.
This was juicy. I know. I agree with you 100%. This was juicy.
This was juicy. I like it. I like learning new things. I like to know that there was a whole... Oh my God.
I'm just pissed that I couldn't have been part of the experience. Like, even if I wanted to.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my God, Carmen, I'm red. Can you tell?
I don't know why you're embarrassed. This isn't even your story.
It's not. None of these stories are mine, but I already know. I'm going to feel like, I don't know. Okay. Have you seen the TikToks that they're like, te vendo un chisme. Like, I'll sell you a piece of gossip for $50, $100, $200. That would have been a $200 chisme.
I love this one. I love this one.
That was good. Oh my God. Okay.
All right.
So here goes our, one of our other entries. So second story. A few years back, I went with a couple of my friends and one of their boyfriends to a house party at a town about an hour away from where we live. A little after we got there, the owner of the house, who was pretty darn cute, started talking to me. We started off with casual conversation and drinking, then moved on to playing some beer pong, but with shots. After a while, we were both pretty buzzed and we started bumping and grinding to the music. We slowly made our way to the couch and started a hot and heavy makeout sesh.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, he invited me to his room. Once there, we continued to make out. I guess the guy had a little too many shots because he could not get it up.
Oh, Lord. Honey.
Okay, I think I know where this is going. he kept trying to dirty talk, but I could tell he was getting nervous and embarrassed. His little man was simply not coming out to play.
Oh, baby.
Finally, after what felt like forever, I excused myself to the bathroom. From the bathroom, I sent a text to my friends that we should go home since it was so late, and I left the party without seeing him again. A few weeks later, my friend's boyfriend kept telling me that his friend, so the party host, wanted my number and to hook up again. I didn't have the heart to tell anyone we never got past kissing due to his whiskey dick. I genuinely felt embarrassed for the guy.
Oh.
That is,
this one is sad. This one is sad.
Okay, so
listen, men, if you can't, if that's the situation, hey, there is redemption. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many other things. Don't rely on that, right? Like, get creative. Do something different. For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I don't know if I, okay. So for me, if I was the girl, this one for me would be like cringe, right? Because as a girl, you're just like, is it me? Is it me, Jesus? Okay. The guy, I would be like really embarrassed.
This one's sad.
It is just sad.
Get creative next time. Get creative.
Use the other talents God has given you.
And girly pop, don't be embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, tell him. Tell him what you're looking for. Tell him what you want. You know, so, you know, it takes two to tango, right? Like, we can get through this.
But this time, nobody tangoed.
Exactly. All right. This one I haven't read. You ready?
Go for it.
All right. Oh. So I'm going to tell you, this one's in Spanish. Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have to translate it on the spot.
Okay. So it looks like, so one time I went to a party and there were people from the university there. I met a white girl. I guess her name was Ariel, like the Little Mermaid. And there was, it was really good vibes with this girl. And we even exchanged our numbers. We talked not a lot. Well, at the end of the week, we start talking again. And she ends up inviting me over to the pools at her apartments. Of course, I was excited. She was with some friends, and I took a bottle of spice rum. We were drinking, and the sun was setting. We ended up getting really fucked up. She asked me to spend the night, and obviously we were kind of drunk, and we ended up on the same bed. We ended up doing the delicious for a little while, to the point that I got a Charlie horse. Isn't that what it's called? Calambre? I got
like a crab.
I got a leg crab. Oh my God. We ended up having to, we relaxed and we were ready to sleep. And since it was a Sunday, I had to work the next day. And of course, in the middle of the night, I start hearing that somebody was hitting the door in front. And then they were knocking on the door in the front. And it sounded like they were yelling out her name. So I asked, what's up? And she says, oh, don't worry, it's just a friend. I think he's a little litty. The guy kept on yelling her name. And in that moment, we went to go open up the window in the room that was outside, and he starts yelling out her name, but this time he was crying, sad emoji face. The girl gets up, opens the door, and she tells me to stay in the bedroom. In that moment, I ended up getting my stuff and I ran as fast as I could and I left. Never again did I ever talk to Ariel again. LOL, laughing emoji face. That was, Bessie, that was not just a friend. That was her man, or that was her situationship. And that is awkward. But hey, you did it all night and you even got a leg cramp. So kudos to you. Good job, man. Good job.
Yeah. Dude, I can't even imagine being there. Like, you're there and like somebody else knocking at the door.
Ariel, like the Little Mermaid.
All I'm thinking is like when Sebastian yells Ariel's name.
Ariel! King Triton yells Ariel's name. Imagine. Oh, man. She was doing it dirty.
All right. So what would you, for me, this one would be like cringe. Like, oh, you wait. Like,
I guess, I mean, hey, she was taking it like a champ. She's like, relax. It's okay. It's no big deal.
It's a friend.
It's a friend. Like, she's so chill, not chill. Hey, just wait for me in the bedroom. I'll be right back. So I don't know. I like it. I think it's juicy because it's like, I don't know. She's like super chill about it. So I like this one. I like this one a lot. Good job.
And you did an awesome job of like just translating.
Oh, that was hard. And because there was a lot of slang in there, and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, okay.
But don't you love it when it's like, dang it, hold on, this is like street talk.
Exactly.
All right. So next story is a heartwarming host story time.
I love that.
That was the subject title, heartwarming host story.
I love that.
I met one of my friends stalking the Facebook of the guy that I had lost my virginity to. We had been talking for a while, but he ghosted me after we hooked up, and I was all hurt, and he was posting this gorgeous woman a couple of weeks later on his Facebook page.
Fuck him.
Yeah, freaking asshole. I love the fact that this is like so woman positive, right? Just gorgeous woman. So I Facebook stalked both of them to try to figure out if they were dating, LOL.
As you do, as you should, queen.
We've all been there.
Don't hurt yourselves. We all hurt ourselves a little bit.
Right? It's like, don't go looking. You guys were definitely going to find. Eventually, I let it go. And a few years go by, and my boyfriend at the time, his family member brought home his new girlfriend, and she seemed familiar. Like the crazy person I am, I asked her on the DL if she knew so-and-so. She spilled her whole story of how she thought he was the one, but then he ghosted her after they hooked up. We became friends over getting played by the same guy and are still friends long after we broke up with those boyfriends.
Oh.
Happy hoes.
I love this story. Oh my God. Oh, baby. Oh, that's so awesome. This one is such a good like friendship story. We shared the same dick. No big deal. Like
this is so like woman positive. This is, I do not see the girl as my competition. Obviously the guy was the asshole. He literally ghosted the both of them, which I'm pretty sure are both gorgeous women. Like,
I love this one. And then became friends afterwards. And it was like no hard feelings, you know. I
mean, they stalked you
a little bit. Yeah. I love that. Yes. I love that. I love this whole story. This is a good one.
This was a good one. This was cute. I love it.
I love this one. All right. So the next one says, hold on. All right. So girl number one, who was from another school, came to sleep over because she wanted to cuddle. So we did. She left at 8 a.m. Then this girl who likes to cuddle from my school hit me up at 8:30 a.m. This is a guy. Yeah. So she comes over at 9. We cuddle for like 2 hours. She leaves. I wake up my boy. He comes over. We're watching TV, talking shit. I'm cleaning. Notice some bracelets have been left over. So I put them at my desk. Girl number two comes back, right? This is the second one he hooks up with. She comes back.
The 8:30 girl.
8:30 girl. Girl number two comes back in the afternoon to say hi to me and my boy. And before she leaves, I'm like, hey, I found your bracelets. Oh, my God. Hey, I found your bracelets on my bed. She looked me straight into my eyes and said, those aren't mine. Idiot.
That's how you know it was a guy.
Who walks away, slams the door at me, and my boy and Ara like, surprised emoji face, like, lesson of the day. Just throw it away. Don't give it back.
Those bracelets are there. I don't know. They're trash.
I adore how he like has a whole ass lesson at the end of the story. I love that.
You know what? It's telling me growth.
This one is a little gross. You know, but yeah, lesson of the day, just throw it away. If you're going to be in the puteria, do it right. You know,
yes.
Throw it away.
You got to be a smart puta to be a good puta.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was lesson of the day.
My dude.
Another lesson is probably don't have girls have to half hours after each other. I'm just saying.
You know, like if they're down to it, like in the Fruit Loop story, like They were, yes. You know, it was
but
very
that was consensual. Fruit Loop was consensual.
Fruit Loop is consensual. I think that's why I like Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop is consensual. Yes.
But this one is like, honey, like, what did you expect, baby? Like, let's not. Let's not.
Well, listen here, sugar pie. Mm. Let me explain it to you.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God. You guys, honestly, oh, you guys were amazing with the stories you sent in. Oh, okay. Sure. Next story. When I was in high school, my girlfriend's family used to take us on boating trips. They drove a huge white Ford Excursion. One weekend, her whole family and I were driving up to Las Vegas, New Mexico. In the front two seats were her parents. Second row was both of her brothers. Third row was me and my girlfriend. On the drive up there, we were laying down in the back with a blanket over us, basically spooning. I was fingering her and she orgasmed super hard while in the car with her whole family. And wait, hold on. The story just ends right there. What happened to the rest of my story?
Yes, that was a story. She orgasmed.
Oh my God. So she orgasmed. Oh my God.
With her parents in the car.
Okay. Oh my God. I should shut up. Story, but this just really brought back like deep memories I had like long buried.
Well, if you guys were looking for Laura's horror story, there.
Okay, quick share of mine. One time I was doing the dirty deed with my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time, in his living room. And his parents were supposed to be out of town and they got there early and they caught us on the living room couch. And it was so embarrassing.
You know, it may be, it's part of like being a kid though. Like kids will be kids, I guess.
Yeah. You know what? To be honest, yes. I was 18 at the time. So it is what it is.
Because I feel like these horror stories are like more like Laura is like vicariously living through them and she's like so embarrassed, like clutching her pearls.
I am, dude, and I could feel my face is so hot. Like I just know my cheeks are so red right now.
It's so red right now.
You, oh my God. Okay.
This was a great idea. This was a great idea.
I love these stories. Like I just love them. Like, where's my story? Oh, wait, that was it. Been there, done that. I feel your pain. Whoever sent that in, I feel your pain.
I wonder if they got caught, though. We need to know more. There's more to the story. We need to know more.
Yeah, whoever sent that in, you need to send us a follow-up, an update, like Reddit says.
And, like if she orgasms, like, that could be, like, messy, too, right? Like... that can get messy. Like, what happened to the evidence? Did you just wipe it away on the blanket? I have questions.
Not only that,
was she
screaming?
Imagine
the rest of the trip, right? Because they were barely going to the
but that's only if they got caught. But did they get caught? Like, I need to know.
But but even if you don't get caught, I feel like the rest of the time it's you have that dirty conscience, right? That you're like, did anybody hear us? Is nobody saying anything because everybody's just super awkward about it? Like what? I'm the brothers were right there.
Gross. I love these.
I have questions about this. Whoever sent this in, send us an update. ASAP.
Want to hear more?
I do. Please, like, véndeme un chisme por $100, por favor.
That one's worth $100. All right, we have our last one. You ready?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not.
I know, right? I like, I want more.
Yes.
So back in the day when I was starting out my current job, I was hooking up with a girl on the regular. Wasn't anything official. Okay, so this was her situationship, got it, or anything, but we'd have fun. She was my first with exploring my kinks and stuff like that. I went on for like 6 to 7 months and then abruptly ended. A few months later, I ended up hooking up with another girl who was in the same kind of mindset, kinks and such. I love that. Well, come to find out, they were roommates at the time, and they started both working at the same place a few weeks down the road. And guess who was in charge of training them? .. Me, period. End of scene. That is awkward. I also have follow-up questions about this one. Like, how awkward was that? But also, like, did anything else go? Because I feel like a potential threesome.
Oh, there you go. A potential threesome. Or did they ever, like, confront you about it?
That would ever know about each other that they
right? Because I mean, they were roommates. Now they were co-workers.
And now you were, like, training them. Yes. Like, this could be a love story. And
talk about the tables turning, or the turn of the tables. Because according to the story, the first girl was like the trainer of the kinks and such. And now she was being the trainee. Did they compare notes?
We need more. We need more follow-ups.
Yes. Yeah, so whoever sent the story, follow-ups, please. What happened? Did you ever get caught? Did you guys keep on going on? Was there a threesome? Did this become a Fruit Loops situation?
The people need to know. The people deserve answers. And by people, we mean us.
Yes, the chismosas of the day.
These were so much fun, you guys. I love this. I love this. And I love that we give you guys this platform to share your stories. And nobody mm-hmm. needs to know. Like, you know, we know, but we don't know your name. I don't know who the hell you are. So I enjoyed these so much. I want to say, out of all of them, the juiciest one for me will always be Fruit Loops. And my favorite one, another favorite one of mine, are the besties that met.
Yes. Okay. All right. So the juiciest one for me would have been, I don't know, because some of them were like, hey, then this is chisme. I'm ready to sell fucking gossip, you guys. The Fruit Loops one is like, dude, that's 15 guys a weekend for I don't know how long. Did it say how long? Did the story say how long? I don't remember.
No.
Whew, that's intense. Again, you guys, I'm my face is like a tomato right now. Okay. And this isn't joking. I have very light skin. So when I say my face is like a tomato, it's like a tomato. I'm very colorful. Yes, I would say juiciest Fruit Loop. Definitely Fruit Loop. Most heartwarming was definitely the heartwarming host story. That was cute. That was very, like, very wholesome, right? Like, at the end of the day, yeah. It's like, fuck the guy, but we're besties now.
Yeah, no, I love them all. I love them all. And I can, like, right away know it's guys. Someone's like, yeah, you fucked up, homie. Lesson learned from homie with the bracelets. Yeah, don't think about that one long and hard, my friend. So
go write about that in your diary, please. You guys, so I had a blast listening and reading your stories. You guys have had some crazy times. We've all had crazy times, right? We all love to share our horror stories. You guys keep sending them in. Like, honestly, like, I would love for this to be like a special every season and just gather up more horror stories.
Yes, please do. I would love to do like little mini episodes just on horror stories. So send them over, and they can be your host story. They can be your horror story. Like, whatever.
It could be funny. It could be cringe. It could be scary. Like, I always, you know, like, imagine you're in the same car as your father-in-law and mother-in-law. I'm just saying.
Whatever you want to share.
That one was scary though. Honestly, out of all of those, I was like, I feel that, like, that anxiety and fear of, like, oh my god. But listen,
some people like get off on that, like get off on the idea of getting caught.
Well, I guess I just figured out that was not one of my kinks, FYI.
If your soulmate is listening, it's not one of her kinks, by the way.
Yes, please. Don't get us in a position where we might potentially get caught by your parents or mine.
Yeah.
All right, guys. These were awesome. Thank you guys so much for sharing them with us.
Sweet. Well, we'll see you guys on the next episode. And thank you for joining us tonight. See you next time.
Have a wonderful week.
Bye.